Hi everyone, my name is Neil Mukherjee and today I'll be talking to you about the term the global race. Now you might have come across this term whilst reading about the newspapers or hearing about it in the news. It's also been talked about by the Kurdish government in the news recently. So I'll go to talk about four major points regards to the global race, and I'm going through each point individually as I go along. So I'll start with my first point. What's the global race like to be about? Well, I understand the global race to be about winning the globalized world arena. And I like to compare it to being like what we get to see is a sprint race, 100-meter sprint race in the Olympic Games. And there's likely one winner, someone who's perhaps as fast and talented as Usain Bolt. There's likely to be two runners-up taking second and first place, third place. But more seriously, I'd like to come to my second point, which is what are the aims and objectives of the global race? I personally feel the aims and objectives of the global race are about winning in a competitive global market. But even more so, it's about gaining sustaining political power, political influence, and economic and military capability and integrity worldwide. And this brings to my third point. Who are likely to be winners of the global race, and are they likely to be winners in the global race at all? Well, to respond to this, I'd like to say that I take my hat off to the multinational corporations who are doing ever so well across the world, and also to the developing countries who are becoming superpowered economies. But my concern is about those who are more likely to lose out from the global race. For example, we have a situation where certain people are to be less likely well off. And to give you an example of this, I'd like to say that my concern is that I personally feel that the parameters that determine the responsibilities and standards of the responsibilities of the global race, if they are not adhered to, then the global race can be affected. And by this I mean that some people can take advantage of the global race. For example, we might have some partisans and players who might want to, take advantage of the global race by going through certain procedures, like bending through certain legal procedures. Others might want to, for example, win so much so that they are damaging the earth and the earth's environment. And then net gain, well, I guess some other players or participants who might want to win so much so that they are causing a disadvantage to the most disadvantaged and impoverished people in the society, in the world. So my response to this is that how should we respond to the demands of the global race? And I personally feel that it is important that we are aware of how we should respond to these demands by actually looking into the fact that we can't get everything right, but what we can try to do is try to make sure that the global race doesn't affect us in a negative way. And this brings me to my fourth point here tonight, and that is about how we get to see about the fact that what we're trying to look forward to is that how address this imbalance within the global race, and I'll talk to you about that. I'll now talk to you about the next part of the point, which is how we can build towards responding to the global race. I think we've got a three-point plan here, and the three-point plan here is about building community relations. And by building community relations, we can help towards making our communities both cohesive, socially cohesive, and socially responsible. And after that, we can follow through by facilitating socially mobilizing the workforce and mobilizing our citizens of tomorrow and our citizens of today. In doing so, we can help towards improving their livelihoods, making them feel that their contributions will be appreciated and their achievements will be appreciated. So, finally, I think what's most important is that we have a question to ask ourselves, and that is this. Should we aim to succeed for winning at the sole expense of damaging our society, or should we have a social responsibility as well to succeed but also be role models in such a way that we actually get to help others, help themselves come up the career of success, or do we take the ladder away from them? That's a question I'd like to ask you, and this question I can't ask myself, but we have to ask ourselves this question. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.